Okay, you wanted OT3 prompts. Prompt one. Anakin gets turned into a Tooka, and then Obi-Wan and Padme have to keep him alive! Because we're covering for the fact that one of our generals is in fact a house pet, and also he has a strong force bond with Obi-Wan, so Obi-Wan can sense him a little bit that he's, you know, not quite in full verbal, like, thought processes. He's still mostly cat, but Obi-Wan does have that little bit of, like, force connection to tell when Anakin's happy or sad or whatever. And then Anakin makes it very vocal that he will only stay with Padme, and then Obi-Wan has to stay with Anakin with Padme, and then Anakin does things like lock them in a closet together, which is weird because he's a cat, but he's a cat with the Force. He's a Tooka, not a cat, I'm sorry. And then he does, like, Tooka things, like knocking things off of tables and hairballs everywhere, and it's like, oh, the indignity, but Obi-Wan and Padme have to keep him alive until the Sith magic wears off, and then his boyfriend and his girlfriend fall in love, and then he wakes up, and it's like true love's kiss kind of moment, but it's Obi-Wan and Padme, and when they kiss, Anakin turns back into a person. Option number two. Obi-Wan and Anakin and Padme are undercover on the equivalent of Disney World in outer space. There is some sort of theme park planet whose sole purpose is to cater to tourists and, you know, characters and merchandising and snack foods. And something, Anakin's over the age of majority, but also it's cheaper if he's a child for park admission. So something, hilarious shenanigans where the entire time, no matter what they're doing, somebody's like, no, Anakin's 11, because that's the cutoff for kids' price tickets. And then they all go on rides and eat ice cream together, and it's fantastic. Universe prompt C. Padme has the Force. Padme is maybe a Jedi. Padme is maybe not a Jedi. She's just Force sensitive in a certain kind of way. And then maybe it's compulsory to Naboo ruling that you have to have some minor bit of Force sensitivity. Not enough to get on the Jedi's radar, but enough to, you know, make your, like, when you get to the diplomat table, when you get to the negotiating table, you know, Naboo comes off more favorably because you're negotiating for them better and people listen to what you say or something. And, like, five times that, oh, no, of course Padme doesn't have the Force. No, she does. Like, something happens and they're like, oh, that would only make sense if she had the Force, but Padme doesn't have the Force. And then it's hilarious because, like, the last time is she literally levitates something. Like, she levitates Anakin at Obi-Wan. And it's hilarious. Universe where Padme is a bounty hunter. Padme is, because I have such a fondness for Boba Fett, but universe where Padme is the person wearing the Mandalorian armor and the bounty is on Jedi's. And then Padme captures the both of them with trink darts and then keeps them in the jail in her spaceship. Something. I think this is going to turn into Stockholm instead. I changed my mind. Scrap this universe. prompt. That's my mug. Somebody is using somebody else's mug for their morning calf, and it becomes a mystery, and everyone's like, no, I'm serious, I didn't touch it, and secretly it's actually Ahsoka the entire time, using everyone's mug and blaming it on, like, the next person over, and she's just laughing at the shenanigans, but, like, Obi-Wan gets, like, very, but this is my mug, it's part of my morning meditation, my morning ritual. And Padme's like, but this is my good luck mug, it brings me good luck in the Senate. But not, like, not out loud, because she's not superstitious like that. And Anakin's like, I made that mug in Jedi baby pottery class, give it back. And it's hilarious, and Ahsoka's just like, sips her calf, and just watches the shenanigans. Prompt where Anakin is a senator for Tatooine, and he was never a Jedi. And he meets Padme when she becomes a senator, and winds up wrapped up in when Padme's getting near assassinated and Obi-Wan is still the Jedi who's put on her case. And then Anakin kind of gets in the way because he doesn't really trust the Jedi. And then, like, feelings. Senator Anakin and his terrible feelings. Prompt. There is a specific droid who keeps... he followed me home. Can I keep it? And, like, it turns out it's actually, like, a spy droid. But Anakin fixes it and makes it well again, and then it loves him. And then instead of going back to Dooku, it tells Obi-Wan or Padme, and then shenanigans and the war ends early. I don't know. I'm just staring at my little stuffed Boba Fett, and he's judging me for all these terrible prompts. Anakin reads a book and joins, like, a Jedi book club, and then because it's on the Holonet, everyone's using usernames. And actually, it turns out that the person who has the most wrong opinions about Jedi Book Club is, in fact, Obi-Wan. And then Anakin and Padme gang up to be like, excuse me, we will now pile all of our favorite books on top of you until you make better literary choices. Stop reading, like, the Star Wars equivalent of, like, The Old Man and the Sea. Here, have some joy, have some Harlequin novels. Oh, shit, you were texting the Twitter, weren't you? I missed all of this. Okay, prompts, bye.